What have you guys been up to lately?
Creative stuff. And like, I just found out somehow about Bomeranian's YouTube channel, so I subscribed to that.
Yeah, somehow, mysteriously.
It's pretty new. It's pretty new.
Yeah, and, I've got like 2 videos. It's amazing.
Actually, Alice, you've got 3.
The third one's not public yet. Don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I not talk about it?
It's such a heinous thing to spoil. It's a speed paint. You're going to spoil the art through your talking on a podcast.
I know. Okay. But like, are you going to mention what this thing is at all? Or should we not talk about that?
I think it speaks best for itself.
Okay.
The beautiful red sheet ghost. That's a terrible pun. I can't believe it. The red sheet ghosts. Comrade Ghost YouTube channel. You have to find it yourself. Epic quest, if you want to know. to find my, it's like the first thing that comes up if you search Bomeranian. Epic quest. Red sheet ghosts.
All right. Okay, definitely then. But then also, you have a DeviantArt page, right?
Oh yeah, I have a DeviantArt page. I've had a DeviantArt page for a while. And it's not horrible, like most of DeviantArt. You know, you won't be immediately blinded by looking at it, so come check it out. I'm the-Bomeranian on that one.
Well, where else can we find you?
No, I got a Twitter and a Reddit. You know, you don't really follow people on Reddit. I mean, you can. But, okay. Twitter, I'm the-Bomeranian.
All right, and how about you, Brian? Where can we follow you at?
I don't know if anybody would ever follow me, ever.
I do.
I do have a Twitter account, and I think I use it like 3 times a year. You can follow my code on GitHub. I'm BR903. That's also my Twitter handle, actually, by sheer chance. But yeah, mostly I've been writing code lately, so not much I can share here.
Okay. And of course, everybody's locked down, so
I almost destroyed my computer with a Minecraft server. That's the most exciting thing I did. Seriously though, I don't know how they did that. It was just a normal Minecraft server, and every time I joined it would get so bad that I had to switch into text mode in order to be able to do things.
Gosh.
How about you guys? Are you doing anything besides Trickatorium? Well, I guess you just finished Spintunes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Second place. Not bad.
Second
place. Congratulations.
Which in my country means that we are the loser.
Yes. Technically, we lost Spintunes.
Yes. But yeah, 8-Bit Love was a great entry, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It turned out pretty well. We got some great songs out of it. Some songs we're really happy about. 1 good video out of it.
In the future, it's one of those songs I listened to. I said, this is a really silly idea for a song, but for some reason I keep enjoying listening to it.
Yep.
You should watch it on YouTube. That's the best
way to do
it.
I like it outside of YouTube.
Okay. Wow.
I went onto YouTube and I was like, this song's ridiculous. And then I played it on loop for like 30 minutes.
Just give us 30 minutes and you'll become a fan. Just put 2 picks in your eyes, keep them open.
Yeah, we have like 300 views. They're probably all you.
I do that. So yeah, I mean, most of the views on my channel are me too. So I really like the replay button.
But yeah, other than that, we've got a Gift of Music thing coming around where we're not going to spoil, I guess, which song we've chosen, but it's a cover fight, and in those we tend to do not faithful covers, and we're kind of trying to come up with an approach for that. But yeah, it's all good.
And of course, you still have your podcast.
Yeah, our much more irregular release of this podcast, which I still enjoy, but is a horror to edit. I hate the thought of hanging up and editing this because it is going to be a freaking nightmare.
And you're welcome. It'll,
yep.
It should be out in October. We'll see how that goes.
Well, maybe in that case we should stop talking and like give you even more to edit.
And happy Halloween, people listening.
What about you, Chubby? You want to chime in with anything else?
No, I'm just doing the stuff that Jerkatorium's doing. I guess I also have some software projects that I'm working on. Like, I just released a new version of this package called Clippity, which is a way of interacting with your system clipboard from this program called Emacs. That's kind of cool. So that's been fun.
Congratulations.
It's just some program called Emacs, huh?
Yep, just some program called Emacs that you might know something about.
Yes.
I'm so glad to hear that you finally updated that.
Yeah.
Am I keeping that in?
I can if you want. Up to you. You're the editor.
So it'll just be me saying, what about you, Mike? You got anything going on? And then Clipta, okay.
Shout out.
Just put in static for that. anything from you, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's totally fine if you want to replace all of my talking with.
All right. No, just talk like that.
Yeah.